Subway. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the first Women's Life Talk here at the Voice of America this Thursday, January the 6th, 2022. I would like to welcome you to our first Life Talk this year. Today, we are going to be speaking about a variety of, programs, and we're also going to be looking at COVID-19. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And like I said earlier on tonight, we will start with what the Minister of Health says are the current COVID-19 figures in the country. We're looking at the trend that as we speak, there is a new variant that is said to have reared its ugly head in the world. We're looking at the figures right now. The Minister of Health says there are 1,379 new COVID-19 cases in the country and unfortunately 14 deaths since yesterday. And looking at the vaccination program that is currently underway, Zimbabwe has vaccinated to date over 4.1 million people, although their target was 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity. But unfortunately, this has not been attained yet.
Yes, Mangvelas, and the Minister of Health says as of yesterday, there were new cases that were reported, and there are over 1,300. That is 1,379 new cases with 14 deaths. Which were reported, and we see that this happens as the Omicron and the new variant are wreaking havoc, not only in the country, but in the world. And we see here, even in the United States, that cases are rising again, cases of infections.
Yes, Sandakile, and as we talk about the United States, we see that today the United States is commemorating the insurrection that happened in the country on January the 6th, where we saw then-President Donald Trump refusing or at least not agreeing to the results that had come out of that election where Joe Biden had won. And we saw allegedly some of his supporters going to the U.S. Capitol, and violence ensued. But let's take a look and listen at what happened there today.
January 6, 2021. A single day for the entire year in the U.S. Congress. Supporters of then-President Donald Trump storming the U.S. Capitol to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The first breach of the building in two centuries.
To see folks, American citizens, take to their Capitol and break in and try to disrupt what we have always assumed to be a peaceful transfer of power was just kind of an eye-opening moment for a lot of us who study this and see this, and for everyday Americans who just probably thought this can never happen here, right? We see this abroad. We see this in emerging and failing democracies, but we don't see it here.
The events of that day led to an unprecedented second impeachment of Trump. But the Senate in February would acquit him of a single charge of incitement of insurrection.
Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby acquitted.
Meanwhile, in the southern state of Georgia, two special Senate elections gave Democrats control of Congress with the narrowest of margins. There was bipartisan support for billions in aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus.
The amount of the breadth and scope of these bills was a huge accomplishment, and they did it fast under circumstances where not a lot of them were in D.C. because of the pandemic.
Senate Democrats did not have the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster of their ambitious legislation on gun control, immigration, and on voting rights. an issue many advocates said should lead to a change in Senate rules.
For any piece of legislation to pass under normal order, under regular order, it requires 60 votes instead of the traditional Democratic 50 plus one votes. So unless the United States gets rid of the filibuster, or at least gets rid of the filibuster for constitutional type laws or rights that it's trying to pass, it's going to be very hard for the U.S. Senate to actually pass meaningful legislation to make it easier to vote, to make sure that the right to vote is upheld.
Hello, Detroit!
President Biden's Build Back Better agenda did make some progress. The White House negotiated and Congress passed a bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in November. It then raced to pass an even bigger social spending bill, addressing climate change and expanding access to health care and child care. But Republicans oppose the social spending bill, saying it is too expensive and will trigger even more inflation. Democrats vow to press ahead.
The number one argument for voters that are maybe passively paying attention is that Democrats can get things done. And even if Republicans stand in their way or obstruct or don't even give them any votes, that they are willing to take the votes necessary all within their own party to invest, to make investments that have been, for their argument, delayed for far too long.
The social spending bill is the last major legislative attempt for Democratic lawmakers as the U.S. Congress turns its attention to campaigning for the midterm elections in 2022. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
VOA News, Washington.
We were seeing there a report that was done just looking at what happened when the insurrection happened at the U.S. Capitol. But we also saw today President Joe Biden and his deputy, Kamala Harris, who is one of the first U.S. Black women vice presidents in the country. Let's take a listen to what she had to say at today's meeting at Capitol Hill. She was actually speaking during an event that they had to mark the insurrection today, but we will come back to you on that issue. Star, let's move ahead with our program as we line up Deputy President Kamala Harris to speak.
Yes, Mav, lapho ke bese sizwa ukukhuluma ke omunye ke umhlonishwa wekhuluma nje lapha kunanzwa ilanga lapho abantu abavuka abayenze singathi kuphose kube ngumvukela besola ukuthi wababemsekela kumbe ucathangela ukuthi yibaba bengabasekeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump besithi bona hayi kanqotshwanga ekhethweni sababona-ke bengena esakhiweni se-Capitol laphana-ke ese-Congress okungisingathi thina kusaphalamende yalapha befuna ukungena phakathi abanye becabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe bafuna ukuthatha umbuso ngodli kodwa-ke bona lakathesi abanye lokhu besithi ukuthi ngempela owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump wanqoba kukhetho ngakho-ke kwaba le ngxabangxoza eyaqhamukayo-ke kuleyo ndawo lakho kwakumhla ka-6 ukuzibandlela ukutsho ukuthi sokungumnyaka osuthe ngqwa konke lokho sokwenzakalayo yebo-ke njalo kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje-ke sihlaziya indaba eziningi ezijiyeneyo kodwa sisalindele ukuthi sikukhulume-ke umonga umsekeli kamongameli-ke unkosikazi Kamala Harris wakhona pha eMelika kodwa kwakathesi-ke asikhangeleni-ke ukuthi kuhamba njani ngodaba lwe-COVID-19 ugatsha lwezempilakahle-ke siyabona ukuthi luthi lona sikhangela izolo likabula abantu abahlaselweke yi-COVID-19 badlula inkulungwane eyodwa lamakhulu amathathu yi-1,379 kwabhubha njalo abalitshumi lane i-14 ngosuku olulodwa kutsho njalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle siyananzelela ukuthi amanani lawa asehlezi ndawonye awasakhuphuki kakhulu kumbe ayihle kakhulu lanxa akaba phansi okwedlula lokhu kungafiki izinga elitsha ele-COVID-19 kanye lo mkhakha lo we-Omicron osufikile okuthiwa wona uthelelwana ngokushesha sikhangela njalo futhi ukuthi asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 sabesedlula izigidi ezine i-4 million lokunye phezulu. Yikho-ke uhulumente asekwenzile njalo bathi uyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayijova ngoba kuyikho okungenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Okutho ukuthi nje lona ile Zimbabwe selokhu waqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 asebahlaselwa yibo sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 219,057 kodwa abanye basinda kulokhu njalo ngokusweleka kwenhlanhla abedlula inkulungwane ezinhlanu 5,092 babulawa yileli gcikwane. Yikho-ke siyabe sikukhangela lokho sicubungula ukuthi kade kambe abesifazane baqhuba inhlelo ziphi ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19. Yebo-ke usithembisile uMarvelous ukuthi sizizwa unkosikazi Kamala Harris ekhuluma kodwa-ke asizweni ukuthi yena usiphatheleni Marvelous.
Hayi wat nokuchingamidza izwa kare vateereri pano pachirongwa chedu chekutanga iro gore rino ra 2022 pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica umo takaona musi wajanuary 6 makore apfuura tichiona vatsigiri vavadonald trump vachiwanikwa ivo vachienda kumuzinda wecapital us capital imo muno muamerica izvo zvakakatyamadza pasi rose tikazoona ivo vadonald trump vachiwanikwa vasina mhosva yekuti vakange vapesvezvera yevatsigiri vavo kuti vaende vachinoita izvi saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica ava joe biden nemutevedzeri wavo anova iye mutevedzeri wekutanga wechidzimai uyezve ari wechidzimai mutema muno muamerica mai kamala harris vanga vari kucapital hill uko vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pezvakaitika izvi uyezve kuti zvinorevei kuamerica taona amai kamala harris vachitaura ivo kuti vanofadzwa nezvakawanikwa izvo zvichiitwa nevamwe vadare vemudare ravo vemarepublicans vakataura ivo kuti zvakaitwa nemarepublicans izvi kuti kunyangwe vaitsigira zvavo vadonald trump asi vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vateedzere bumbiro remutemo wenyika yeamerica vakawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachiti zvakabuda musarudzo zvanga zviri izvo izvo zvakazowanikwawo zvichiita kuti vadonald trump vawane mukana wekuti vabviswe pachigaro vachienda zvavo sezvavanga vaitwa sezvo vanga vadyiwa tichiwana vabiden vachizopinda semutungamiri mutsva weamerica saka tiri ipapo tichange tichazokupai zvataurwa namai kamala harris asi tombotarisa isu zviri kubuda pari zvino panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 icho chinoona kuti chiri kuwanikwa icho chichirura pasi rose tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano kubva nezuro rinozivisa iro kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 1379 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 nezuro uyezve vanhu 14 vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachidayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 munyika vanodaudzira 4.1 million kunyange hazvo nyika yanga akatarisira kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti pawanikwe paine herd immunity asi tiri ipapo regai tibva tatiochingamidza munyarikano wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa chedu uyezve vabva vaita ivo vekutanga kupinda pachirongwa chekutanga chemadzimai chegore rino regai tiende kwavari vabva vataura kuti ndiani uyezve kuti vari kupi vachitiudzawo nezvavari kuita tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu
ndinotenda sisi wangu Marvelous ndinoitwa Francesca Mandea muri kundinzwa
taurai
ndiri kucanada kuterritory inonzi Nunavut paland yevanonzi mainuit ndiko kwandinogara kunorth kwekunorth chaiko kuchamhembe kwekuchamhembe ndiko kwandiri kutaura nemi ndiri ndinoshandira hurumende yekuno ndinoita zvemaprograms epoverty reduction ndowandinoongorora asi ndinowo zvandinoita semudzimai anotarisira kuita basa rake samai nekuchinja zvatinokwanisa kuchinja nesipo zvatakapiwa nenyaya dzakaitika patiri. Saka ndiri founder weMothers United, ndiri coach, life coach, ndiri author, ndinoridzambira, ndinotaura. Ndofunga maona kuti ndinofarira kushandisa izwi rangu. Chero panonzi pane social justice, ndinozvifarira izvozvo. Ndatenda.
Ehe, mopo titsanangura kuti kwamuri uko kwakamira sei panyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 pari zvino.
Pari zvino tiri kushanda tiri mudzimba. Nekuti territory yedu kuno kununa kuti tambenge tichigara zvakanaka chaizvo tiri mubhabho yekuti takamboita nguva gore rese tisina kana kesi imwe chete. Asi pazvakazotanga zvakakwanisika kugadzirisika nenguva yakanaka pasina zvakawanda zvakanyanya kuitika. Asi chenguva inoi Omicron, ma community edu anodarika 10 abatwa neCOVID iri kupararira ichimhanya zvisati zvamboneka zvekuti vanoshanda muzvipatara varemerwa. Saka tiri kutokurudzirwa kuti tishandire mudzimba uye patichatoenda kubasa kungosvika nekunotora mudziyo wako unoshanda nawo uchidzoka kumba usina kana kusangana nemunhu kuitira kuti zvikwanisike kuti vanhu zvisarambe zvichipararira nekukurumidza kwazviri kuita. Saka chatingangoti chiri kufadza ndechekuti pari zvino hatisatanzwa kuti pane ashaya pamusoro peCOVID kwatinogara. Asi mazuva ese vanhu makesizi ari kuramba achingouya akati wandei. Pamanhamba chaiwo chaiwo handina nekuti population yedu tiri vanhu vashoma chaizvo. Tiri about 35,000 muteritory yese. Saka chandinoziva chokwadi ndechekuti izvozvizvi atatora mazana maviri evanhu vabatwa nacho. Saka kwatiri nhamba iyoyo itori hombe nekuti hatisi vanhu vakawanda vanogara muteritory yedu.
Tombotarisa mataura imi kuti munonyora mabhuku. Muri kunyora mabhuku api?
Bhuku randakanyora randakapedza iko zvino rinonzi Searching for Racial Equality, an African Woman's Urgent Call to be Anti-Racist. Semuzvarwa wekuAfrica, semunhu ane ganda serangu iri, ndakanga ndagara ndine mibvunzo kuti kosei isusu vanhu vekuAfrica tichibatwa sokunge ndisu vekupedzisira, ndinoti palada paya, tisu vekupedzisira pabottom rank. Saka kurwadziwa kwandakaitwa nemabatirwa akatanga kuitwa vabereki vedu kubvira nguva dzehondo tichivaona vachirohwa nevarungu tiri vana vadiki tisinganzwisise kuti zvaiitikire chii, nekugara netrauma iyoyo kushungurudzwa nezvatakaona tiri vana vadiki. Zvakagara zviri mumiri mangu, zviri mupfungwa dzangu, zviri mumwoyo mangu, uchingobvunza kuti asi sei. Saka kuuya kwandakaita kuno kuzogara kuno kuNunavut, ndakasvikosangana nevamwe vangu vakabatwawo mabatirwo iwayo nevarungu. Saka matambudziko avanowanikwa navo kuti vane matambudziko kuti kune suicide, vanozviuraya zvakanyanya. Kune alcoholism, vanonwa nekuputa zvinodhaka. Ivo vakati zvatiri kuita izvi tinoziva zvikonzero zvakakonzeresa kuti tizosvike kutambudzika mupfungwa nemumwoyo. Saka vakanzwisisa kwakabva dambudziko kuti kushungurudzwa kwavakaita kubvira nakubvira ndokwakakonzera matambudziko avainawo. So ndakasvikosanganawo nemamwe matambudziko iwayo, nekuti unotanga kuudzwa unzi dzokera kuAfrica, hauzivi zvaunoita pabasa, kubvudzi rako iri ibvudzi rudzii. Saka ndakangonotya kurarama kachikanotirwadzei. Ndaida kuti nditaure nevamwe kuti ngatibatanei zvakanaka. Takazvarwa mazvarwa atakaitai, hatina kusarudza kuzvarwa zvatinotarisika takaita. munhu wese akazvarwa haana kukumbira pekuzvarirwa nematarisiro akaita nekala yake yeganda. Ndakati rega ndizvise mubhuku ndingozvitaura zvibude zvimwe tingabatsirane kuti tigarisane zvakanaka. Saka ndiro bhuku randiri kutarisira kushambidzira kupera kwaJanuary kunoku rinofanira kunge rapaAmazon. Kutanga kwaFebruary ndinofanira kunge ndakutanga kuita zvidzidziso zvevanoda kuti titaure nezverusaruraganda nekuti tobatsirana sei kuti tigare munyika yatisingasarurani neganda ratisina kusarudza kuzvarwa mariri.
Maybe if you can just give us that in English, that what is the situation there where you are in Canada regarding COVID-19 and also how are women being impacted by this pandemic?
So the situation, I will speak mainly about what I know, which doesn't represent everyone. But in the community that I live, there are more than 50 cases. And that's a community of about 8,000 people. The whole territory, there are more than 200 cases. And we have the Omicron variant. I was in quarantine or in isolation for over 19 days because I was a high-risk contact. And what I can say about how that impacted me is I felt the stigma when I was suspected to have COVID. I found the way I was treated by one health person, it's like you have leprosy. We know you should keep a distance, but it's how you make other people feel. So I lodged a complaint to say, we know that COVID is contagious and we know that people are supposed to protect themselves, but we have seen how the health professionals are treating us differently. So they said, thank you for advocating for your community, because it was mostly people like me who had been identified as high-risk contacts. So the health people actually changed the way they are doing some things because I voiced out how I felt about the stigma of being suspected to have COVID. So what I found in terms of women is people who have children, because I had to live with my six-year-old nephew and you are in quarantine, you might not have enough food or supplies to be able to cater for your child. Luckily, I had when I complained that I do not have any food and I'm struggling to cope with just the idea of having COVID and being with a six-year-old, I got sent a lot of food. And thereafter, I got telephone support. So overall, I am actually grateful. But what I can tell is, what I can tell others is, as women, we must never fear to speak the challenges we are coming across. Because when we speak, the system responds. On two fronts, I said I did not have food. I got food. I got way more food. I haven't even finished it. And when I complained about the service, they apologized and thanked me for saying thank you for voicing that out because it makes us change the way we are responding to COVID. So generally, that's the comment that I have in terms of what is going on here. We are working from home. I hadn't actually gone back to work since the time I was in quarantine. I'm going back today to pick up my laptop to start working from home. But I know that people are being extra careful. There's hardly any contact. We are supposed to be responsible and self-monitor. I think I want to stop now.
Okay, thank you so much, Mrs. Francesca Mandela. So, Francesca also speaks to the Ndebele, so feel free to speak to her, Ndebele.
Yes, I was about to ask her that is she stopping forever? We can continue talking. Yebo ke ungasiphasisela ke ngamafeatures ukuthi khona ngapho ke kule Canada iziphi ingxaki obhekana nazo ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Yes, ukuthi ukhulume ingane kwakulokukhethana nemhlobo, ingane kwakulenketha bechave, kuyini ababekwenza khona?
Mbijana, she's putting me on the stop. Ngiyakhuluma mbijana, ngiyadova nje. Kodwa mina, I'll try. Ngibe ngise quarantine for about 90 days. Kwaze kwaba le case eyodwa. And mina, I was identified as a high-risk contact. So ngibe ngihlala le nephew yami. To see to isolation. So amanye ama problems sihlangane lama problems ukuthi abantu bayasibona ngathi sisibulane njenge abantu bale lepros. Baya kukhangela so and make you feel njengani awusomuntu. So
lapho ingenele khonapho bakwenza ebantwini abamnyama kuphela kumbe kuyafanana lomhlophe la enxa yele COVID bamthatha njalo kumbe ayibona ingani bakhetha abamnyama kuphela.
Angazi because ukukhetha vele kuhlala kukhona ukubona kwami because ungakhangela ukuthi basiphathe njani eSouthern Africa when i-Omicron came. Kule okunye ukwenza that abantu bayenza khonokho because singabantu abamnyama. So even ungakubona ukuthi kanti labesilungu bayabaphatha njani uyakuzwa wena ukuthi engeke bayakhuluma lami so because ngingumuntu omnyama. So kukhona underlying asazi kodwa if it's true but ukuthi iqiniso yini but thina siyawuzwa and mina ngiyakhuluma so ngibatshelile ukuthi thina sivela eSouthern Africa. I-stigma le siyayazi because singamaZimbabweans sikhona siyakuzwa ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma kithi as if you know we are lesser beings. So angifuni ukuthi ngi-confirm ukuthi that was the case with abantu laba kodwa that thing ikhona.
Kodwa kathesi sesikhangela khona ngakho eCanada lunjani uhlupho lololo Omicron luningi yini abantu bazivalele ezindlini abantwana bahamba esikolo abantu bagqoka ama-mask nxa uphuma nje ukhangela phandle emgwaqweni kunjani.
Phandle kulabantu abaningi sisebenzela phakathi kwezindlini abantwana kabaye esikolo ama-mask vele kumandatory ukuthi sigqoke ama-mask. Kodwa siyahamba ukuyathenga izinto akulabantu abaningi abahambayo siyesaba ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uza spread so lathi kumele sibe careful, sibe responsible. Siyazana.
Kuphatha kufanele lapho. Ungasichasela inkuthazo leyana engizoyikhuluma ngolimi lesiNgisi ukuthi kusho ukuthi umuntu nxa elo hlupho azikhulumele, achasise, engesabi. Ngoba yena wakhuluma, bakulalela. Ungasichasela khona kancane.
So isiNdebele ngilitshelela ukuthi ngiyadova nje mbijana. Kodwa ukukhuluma njengabantu abesifazana ungakhuluma kakhulu abantu bayakukhangela besithi you are too much. Mina I believe ukuthi kumele sikhulume because omama bangakhuluma izinto ziyatshintsha. Bangathula i-abuse, imkhuhlane, konke okubi kuyahamba phambili nxa singayekeli ukukhuluma. So kumele sikhulume sisebenzise amanzi ethu. Yiko lokho.
Yikho, hayi ukhulume kuhle sibili, hayi sibonge kakhulu. Sibonge kakhulu amanzi akho. Yebo-ke lapho-ke besizwa unkosikazi-ke Francisco manje yena-ke ukhona ngale eCanada khona ngapha-ke phecheya Themba nje ukhona marvelous ngoba okwakathesi sesizadinga kumbe ukhona yes marvelous we are now moving on to our next guest Deborah Mkasa for a while and they in fact yes will explain later what she has to say. I have her here with me on the phone because of the network again at this time unkosazana Deborah Mkasa ukuthi asiphatheke nge esingathi thina ngomfanekiso nalo kamabona kudoqotshiweyo esibona abanye bekhuluma kuwo ngakho ke sizamlalela ukuthi uthini ngohlelo abanalo bona njengama vendors ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 kuyini abakwenzayo sesimlalele.
Njengenhlanganiso iBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, silehlelo lwethu njenge-informal economy agenda. I-informal economy agenda kulapho esahlangana khona njengezinhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezilombono owodwa okhangele ngamalungelo obuntu lamalungelo abantu abazisebenzayo. Sile informal policy framework esabalayo singamaqembu singama associations for the five abaliso ukuthi silezichiya sile BVTA sile BSET sile cross border sile iwapas inhlanganiso lezi zahlangana baphuma le 7 thematic areas esibona ukuthi ngase yazikhangelisisa sihlolisise sibona ukuthi singazilungisisa njani njenge-informal economy agenda. Ama-thematic areas lawa athagethe ukuthi sikhulumisane kabanzi lohulumende sikhulumisane kabanzi le city council yethu ngendawo ezijiyeneyo. You find ukuthi khona sithena sihlangene njengoba nakhulumile ukuthi saba lombono owodwa sibona sifayitha futhi into eyi-one. So saphuma le 7 thematic areas esizikhangeleleyo ukuthi njengathi njenge-informal sector ngaze yakhangelisiswa ngohulumende sizilungisise yikho kuzasichazela kabanzi ukuthi sikhanye lathi ukuthi singabantu sikhanye ukuthi lathi singama-workers. I-7 thematic areas lezo siqalisa ngelokhu zethu i-thematic number one sikhangela nge-respect and recognition of informal economy lapho sikhangela khona ukuthi sicela ukuthi uhulumende esihloniphe esibone esi-recognize njengezisebenzi siyananzelela ukuthi izisebenzi zakhe eziku-government uyazihlonipha ngendlela ezijiyeneyo kunezinto eziningi azenzayo uhulumende ekhangelela ukuthi hhayi izisebenzi zakhe ezisebenzayo ezithuthukisa impilo yabantu sizakhangela ukuthi kulamatisha kulamanesi akwi-formal sector. So lathi njenge-informal sector sifuna ukuthi sikhangelisiswe si-respect si-recognize sibonakale ukuthi sikhona singakhangela ukuthi ngezisuku lezana kubo 2008 laphana kuleli dlala 2008 umkhonomi wethu uwile thina njenge-informal sector sayewubamba umkhonomi sasihambe ebhotswana sichapha siyokuya lokudla sibuya even loku-introducer imali ngaphandle kwamazwe yithi informal sector eyaqalisa ngakho sibona ukuthi abantu badubekile. So siyabe sifuna ukurecognize so sikhuluma lohulumende sikhulumisana ngendaba ezijiyeneyo ukuthi sirecognize sireviewe even ama-bylaws ethu ama-laws ethu
lapho siyabona ukuthi sisichasele sokuchasisweke ngama-thematic committees amanye amabili kumbe amathathu nokuthi wona angafika isikhombisa asizweni-ke unkosazana Mkasa ke sichase ukuthi kathi wona vele amanye yiwaphi la ukuze afike-ke isikhombisa.
Okay. Bengisakhuluma ngokuthi i-second thematic area yethu esiyikhangelayo Sikurumana development of linkages between informal economy and the formal business. Lapa sikurumango kuti Giovanna tinatuku informal economy. Selezi to esi zenzayo. Siyapeka amakobra, siyapeka, siyapeka zezana matitations. So sabe sifuna ukuthi izinto zethu zona lezi esizenzayo zikwanise ukuthi zingene kuma-business amakhulu. For example, kubo OK nakubo Pick n Pay. So sabe sifuna ukuthi izinto zethu singayenza njengoba sabe sesirecognize lathi ingene sesinamaphepha yethu akwanile kungene emashopu amakhulu okanye kuthengiswa even then bidayina lesilimayo kungene direct kungela kuhluphana. So siyakhulumisana ke nohulumende ukuthi konke khona lokhu basebenzi lama-policies friendly azasenza ukuthi sinjani sisebenzelane ngoba lathi umkhonomo sowuphethe njenge-formal sector. Sesesikhuluma nge-thematic number 3, i-market access and infrastructure. Leyo besikhangele kakhulu ku-city council nguyade siqoqisana naye kamanzi ukuthi njengayo-informal sector sicela izindawo zokuthengisela. Sinazelela ukuthi sesiyi-96% of i-population eZimbabwe sonke sesiku-informal sector. So sikhangelele ukuthi sikhansel esinike izindawo lapho esingathengisela khona eziqondileyo, indawo ezilama-shares, indawo ezilama-toilet, indawo ezilama-mpompi zamanzi, indawo ezilendawo zokuthi sigcinele izinto zethu esingabe sizithengisa ezinjengama-storerooms. So i-city council senasixoxisana layo, hhayi siyabonga ku-council ngoba uke wazamazama sesilezindawo uphile-ke ama-vendors, ama-vendors license endaweni kuma-wadi emalokitini engikhulumela ukuthi kulama-license asephumile ezindaweni njengazabophumula sizinda magwegwe phelandaba indawo zonke nje sebenama-license abantu sebekwanisa sebeqalisele ukuthengisa ngokusemthethweni. Noma nje kungakabi lezi ndawo njengoba sisakhulumisana indaba phela yokukhuluma sizwisisana ukuthi sisuka lapha siya ngaphi, kodwa ama-license isithi council sizamile ukuthi inike ama-vendors noma nje ingakakwanisi ingathi sinike about a quarter of the population yethu yama-vendors akhona. Sesesikhuluma nge-formalization. Xa sikhuluma nge-formalization sikhuluma ngokuthi sikhangele sirecognize ukuthi vele i-formal economy yona ngokwayo iyenzani, ifunani. So nxa si-formalize sifuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi konke ama-policies ethu silawo siyalandela kungabe ngama-policies esivumelanayo ngoba yithi phela esiku-informal sector esiku-ground yithi phela esibona ukuthi kuhamba njani. So sabe sifuna ukuthi sibe formal ngokuthola ama-licenses, sibe formal ngokuthola ukuthi lathi siregister ama-company ethu kungabe savuka mpuza lokuthi umene siqanza ukugijimisa nalo kansele lokho esikuthi cat and mouse. So siyakhulumisana labo bonke lokho kubamba konke uhulumende kanye le council yethu. Then soze sikhuluma nge-final inclusion, financial inclusion. Ku-financial inclusion sikhulumisana ngokuthi imali kasebenzayo elizweni lethu xa sikhipha lathi imali kasikwazi ukuthi kona imali yethu isuke lapha yaya ngapi. Njalo lathi sibe khona sibe lolwazi lokuthi xa sifuna ukuthuthukisa ama-business ethu imali singayithola ngaphi. Ngikhuluma phela ngokuthi lama-microfinances anika izimali kodwa sifane nokuthi ngo-informal sector sifuna ziphiwa imali lezi ngemigoqo eyinye esehlulayo kulama izinto ezifunekayo thize zifunwa ngamabhenki thina singeke sakukwanisa njenge-informal sector. So sifuna nje ukuthi kuhlusene up izinto zeli ukuthi nxa kufuneka imali lathi sikwanise ukuthi sizenzele lathi njenge-informal sector sikwanise ukuthi senze ama-circles ukuthi sizisevele izimali zethu ezokuthi sithole inzuzo njalo senze lama-business ethu. Khangela lama-entrance futhi uhulumende sicela esihlisele ama-interest xa siboleka izimali zakhe emkambweni yakhe emabhanga yakhe kube ne interest eyehlileyo nanzelela futhi lokuthi uhulumende ukucela amabhenki bafuna becela i-collateral nesingalayo ufinde ukuthi khona njenge-informal sector balutshwane abanezinzu balutshwane abanezimota balutshwane abangaba le mali maybe emabhenki okuthi nxa ngifuna i-collateral yokuthi ngikolekte imali ngibe ne-collateral evumekalayo njalo sebalutshwane futhi ku-informal sector esigcina sithola le property yokuthi sobambisa emabhenki so sicela uhulumende ukuthi ekukhangele khona lokhu ukuthi imali zethu ziyehle emkambo isivumelelayo ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi sikolete izimali then sizesikhuluma u-thematic number 6 ukhuluma nge-social protection sakhangela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende abantu bakhisinvestigatejobuzen abakusizi abasebenza uhulumende balama-social protections amaningi balama-pension balama kutakwini bala lokhu okwesibhedlela balezinto ezithize thina esingalazi njalo sinanzelela ukuthi la sise-informal sector la sise-insurance sakukhangelela khona lokuthi sifuna kathi i-social protection ukuthi lathi sibe lama-pension nxa kunje mina ngize ngikhuluma kanje sengigijimela kubo-55 years sunisune ngiyabe ngingasakwanisa ukuthi ngiyodingisa ngithwale izinto ngiyabe sengihlezi phansi kumele ngibe ne-pension yami engiyisebenzisayo engizahlala lami ngihambe ngiyokona siyananzelela ukuthi ngo-2018 uhulumende uke wa-introducer okuthiwa i-voluntary pension scheme wayikhuluma kuphela bayiyamukela njenge-informal sector kodwa isaphumelelanga ukuthi qale so yizo izinto esizikhangeleleyo ukuthi uhulumende esenzele sibe nama-pension scheme esizaba lawo lako-medical aid siyagula siyathwala siyahlatshwa izihlabo kathi sikulabo-covid laba kule mafu siyehluleka lokuthi siye ezibhedlele so singaba lama-medical aid ethu angasincedisa ukuthi konke khona lokho esikufunayo sikwenze ngibe ku-systematic number 7 okugcina i-devolution siyaloyisa lathi njengezisebenzi ukuthi izuzo yethu esiyitholayo lapha siyifaka kuhulumende kayiphenduke futhi kithi sikhangelela ukuthi umhlaba lomhlaba kawube nezinto zayo ezikhangelelayo xa ubulawayo ekwanisa ukuthola izinto zakhe kakusetshenzwe kobulawayo sibeze sikhangela kakhulu thina kwi-informal sector sisebenzelana lo-city council sikhulume kabanzi ukuthi instead okuthi sihambise layina endaweni eyi-1 sithathe ama-licenses akube le ndawo ezijiyeneyo ezokuthi sihamba sothathe ama-license siphinde futhi siyobhadala imithelo yethu endaweni lapho esihlala khona for example xa ngihlala emagwegwe kangiyethatha i-license yami emagwegwe housing office ngibhadale futhi lehlelo zami khona ngale emagwegwe ngingasuke ngiye edrobheni futhi ngiyebhadala etown kusithathela isikhathi njengayo emavenda kusidlele konke lakhona lokho okunye hlabe sesikukhangele so singakwenza kube devolve sikusebenzise sendaweni ezijiyeneyo ezindaweni zethu kuzasenzela kube lula konke sikwenza so yizo zinto esizenzayo sikhulumisana lohulumende siyabonga kakhulu ngoba i-city council okunye isikuthethe okunye yasivumela okunye iyakwenza kanye nohulumende sesihlala phansi nohulumende sikhulumisana laye iningi ke imihlangano esihlala layo last week sibe lomunye umhlangano ade sibizwe ngohulumende sikhuluma nayo i-formalization yona le of the formal economy so hhayi siloko sibhizi sikhankasa lakathi sisiloko sikhankasa ukuthi nawo uhulumende uyasizwa singabona ziningi izinto esizikhangelele kodwa kade sisibakhangela those 7 thematic areas ukuthi singazenza siphuthe ukuhle sisebenzelane kahle lohulumende and lo mkhonomo wethu uzaphakama singasebenzelana lohulumende sisenza khona lokho esiwucelileyo ukuthi sikwenze ngamafitshane ngimakhona kuma-business
yebo ke sibonga ke unkosazana Debra Mkasake lapho besichasisela ngokwenziwa zinhlanganiso ngomanyano wenhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo yes Debra Mkasake they was talking about the programs they are doing as a union of vendors, you know, they're trying to make the government and their local authorities, mm-hmm. because they are all the informal sectors in the country,
to formalize, to actually formalize their businesses so that they can also get, you know, pension, they can get medical aid, they can get, she's saying she's now nearing 55 and she will not be able, she will be too old to carry stuff going vending places. So also have pension and settle down because the informal sector is more than, she actually put it at 96% of the economy and say, how can everyone fail to formalize a sector that's taking in a lot of people, looking at that, even if they want to formalize their businesses so that they also, they are registered, is difficult because they don't have collateral, they don't, some of them don't own houses, don't own cars. So how can the government and the council make it easy for them, which I think is a very positive initiative they are doing there. And they are saying they are seeing inroads that the council is saying this is better, and the government is also trying to weigh if they can, you know, formalize some of those. And especially for women, they are saying they have many other ventures they are doing. If they are doing, say, they are manufacturing floor polish or candles or something, can they also, the local authorities, the government, intervene so that they can also sell their wares in formal shops, you know, like the supermarkets and other areas? That's what she's basically saying. Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukunzwa kuba kuna mai Debra mkasa wangwaru saura iwo anasava saura wo matambutikuwa rukutanga na nemazi mai barukuita shukutenge sahbumi kwa kwa basaura ukuti wano doo kuona munguwa inutivira bachiwana wo mapenjeni uyeshe bachiwana wo bachiwana bachipa waro ukuti upenyu wavo ungaba nakile sei semazi mai doktor wakabarukuita kiparishu wakutanga na nematambutikuwa haka wanda cha isho panguva ino nyanya panguva ino ye COVID-19 asi shumiro yavo ndeyekuti zvinhu zvakadai semapenjeni nezvimwewo zvigadziriswe nekuti vataura ivo kuti vakuda kusvikawo paeji yekuti vachienda kunoritaya sekuti haungarambe uchiita basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa iwe wakura. Tiri kunzwapo Assisi Francisca Mandeya, muri kunzwawo zvekutaurwa nemadzimai vanoshanda mumigwagwa vari munyika, munoonawo sei izvi?
Tinozvikudza zvavari kuita, nganyanya batwa nekuti 96% informal economy. And tichitarisa kuti informal economy yakabatwa nanani, yakabatwa nemadzimai. Saka mafambiro avari kuita nenyaya yavo ari kundifadza kuti tida kuzivikanwa, tida kurekognizwa nebasa ratiri kuita, nekuti ukaona economy ichifambiswa neinformal sector. Asi informal sector yacho isiri kuonekwa kunzi ndiyo yakabata nyika. Pane gasha rinoda kuzadzikidzwa. Saka ndafara chaizvo nemashoko andanzwa nekuti vakadzi vanotakura mutoro wakaremba vachigadziridzira nyika, vana vedu, nyika yedu. Asi chasara kupiwawo chinzvimbo chacho chekunzi onai zvakaitwa. Nyika yakabatwa nevakadzi, nyika yakabatwa neinformal sector. Saka ngatichivapeiwo kodzero dzavo dzavari kuchemera, recognition yavo yavari kuchemera. Tese ndofunga semadzimai tinozvikudza. Tingafara chaizvo kuti tigozokwanisa kutaudzana, nekuti pamwe pane mukaungana makati wandei semadzimai, panogona kutobuda zvimwe zvinhu zvakakura. Tiri kuzvita kuno kuCanada nemamwe madzimai, tiri kubatana tichiisa mudembe mudembe. Tinoti tasingakwanisa kutenga chakati ndiri ndega, asi zvatasangana ta50 takutokwanisa kutenga chinhu chiona. Saka tinotarisira kuti tichange tichitaurana nemamwe madzimai.
Tiudzeiwo nyaya yezvamuri kuita ikoko, nokuti tiri kuona igore rino ra2022 madzimai vakatarisa vari kuti faita COVID mari hadzisi kubatika. Asi muri kutaura imi kuti ikoko Canada kwamuri muri kubatana semadzimai, moita mudemhe mudemhe, mopinda mune mamwe mapurojekiti.
Inini ndinotaura ndakazvimirira semudzimai ari kungobhadharawo mari yake yemudemhe mudemhe iyoyo. Chandinga kutaurai ndechekuti takaona kuti kune kutaura kwakanyanya kuti vakadzi havadanani, vakadzi havawirirani, vakadzi vekuZimbabwe tinotombozvitaura tirisu havanoshorana vanodii. Tikati aiwa, ko isusu tikabatana tikatanga kuti zvinhu izvi chizvinyadzi sekuti manyepo tinogona kubatana tinogona kuita chiro chimwe saka zviri kutoitika kutaura kudai handinyore kuti vanhu vaungane vane pfungwa dzakasiyana vane mazera akasiyana vakabva kwakasiyana vane malanguage akasiyana asi isusu kunoku tiri kutoshingirira kuti hazvina basa kuti uri kubva kupi unotaura language ipi une zera ripi takabatana mufunge kuno tiri kutotenga dzimba dziri kutengwa mudeme mudeme imomo tichitarisa kuti kana taita izvi pamwe chete tikawirirana tingaita futi here zvimwe zvakakura kudarika ipapo asi ndiri muchikwata chemadzimai 50 izvozvi kune mbiri dzakatengwa kune dzimwe dzichatengwa nechikwata ichocho
aiwa zvinonakidza kunzwa nyaya pakutanda kwegore kudai maybe just if we can switch over to English that you told us that you also wrote a book. Where can people access that book if they wanted to buy it?
For now, they can, if they visit my Facebook page, my personal page, I always post, there's an author page, Francisca Mandea, Yakanzi, at author Fran Mandea. You can access that page. I have a website, www.franciscamandea.com. That is where all my offerings are. My first book, Mother Behold Thy Son. My second book that's coming, it's on pre-sale. Those who are on Amazon can actually buy it or PayPal. Vanima credit card, they can buy it now. Research Rabuda, Dr. Changes, Kwaisho, Shivakainda, pa website, Rano Shivona. Pa mid-January, Znigera, pa Amazon. Beginning of February, Nina Tanakwa Jitizo, Shirgendra Nema Bupa and Akanyo. Ti Semad Mai, Ti Shikun Pundu, Ti Kure Susu. We change ourselves and we operate at our best level as women, as mothers, knowing the multiple roles that we have. We also have a duty to raise our children to be responsible citizens. All these issues of equality, of women being treated equally, of racialized people being treated equally, I feel that it's in our hands as mothers. We were blessed with the gift of unconditional love, with the gift of carrying children in our wombs. So this is my conviction that if we come together as mothers, if we empower each other, if we operate at our best level, which is from a point of love, we can teach our children to do the same. So if every mother does that with every child in their home, what would the world be like? So this is where all these ideas are coming from. For gender, for race, for any social justice, okay, let the world be better. And mothers have the power to actually do it. Because we begin by changing ourselves, and then we impart the same lessons to our children.
Thank you so much. On that note, I'm going to just listen to a video that we did with another Zimbabwean lady who's a widow, but she was just literally talking about the journey that she took. Like what you said, my Francesca Mandea, to ensure that her children went to school despite her being a widow and despite her having to pull her children out of private school to mission schools. But let's listen to her story.
Mungatii tsananguro kuti semudzimai tinoziva kuti vazhinji vanonetsekana kuti vaendese vana kuzvikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro tipewo nhoroondo yekuti imi makazvigona sei tinoona muri kuno kuDallas, Texas kumhiri yemakungwa makasvika sei kuno
chekutanga chandingangotaura ndechekuti zvinhu zvose zvinoitwa namwari ukaziya wekuudza maproblems ako hazvikonetsi unotanga wataurira mwari zvaunoda mwari vanokuitira zvaunoda nemoyo wako ndakaseenza vazhinji vachitaura kuti ndofunga vanopinzirwa chikoro naanengi ndofunga vanopinzirwa chikoro naanengi asi hakuna murume anogona kupinzira vana vako chikoro because iye kumba kwake ana asiri kutombozvigona takaseenza tichiita zvemaflea market tichiita sei kusvika vana vangu vapedza chikoro vapedza high school yavo vari kuZimbabwe musikana mukuru ndiye akatanga kupedza anonzi Martha akauya kunoku kuangashigara ku Washington DC. Tikatengesa zvinhu zvese zvataive nazvo zvakatasirwawo nababa kuti timubhadharire maschool fees kuti auye kuno kuchikoro akwanisewo kuita. Akaita associate degree rake akapedza, akaita bachelors yake akapedza. Then wechipiri chandingangoda kutanga kutaura ndechekuti Mwari vakanditungamirira nekuti vana vangu vakatanga kugona kuchikoro. Handina mwana akambodzokorora, handina mwana akambosupplimenta, vakangobudawo zvakanaka sezvandambotaura kuti zvinhu zvese zvinotaurwa kuna Mwari, zvinoudzwa Mwari. Wechipiri ndizvozvo, akapedza high school yake pamazwa weboys high. Vana vakambei vari pamaprivate school but pakashaika baba vavo ndakavabvisa ndichivaisawo kumamission schools handaikwanisa kubhadhara. Akaitawo form 6 yake akapedzawo akapasa akabudawo ne 14 points dzake kusvika aendawo kuAmerican Embassy omba anopuwawo inonzi student visa omba auya kuno kune chikoro. Wotengesa futi zvinhu zvese chandakagona kungosiya imba nekuti ndaiziyawo ndoma ndogona kuzogara nevana vangu. Omba auya kuno vamba vatanga kuchisenza vachienda kuchikoro vachisenza vachienda kuchikoro. Iwewo semubereki uchikurudzirawo,
ikurudziro ipi yamaipa vana panguva iyo? Manga muri kuwanikwa imi muchiedza kuunganidza kuti vange vari kuno kuAmerica, imi muri kumusha kuZimbabwe.
Ikurudziro yandaingopa vana ndaitaurawo semubereki, ndaitaura mashoko akasimba kuti ngatirege kukanganwa zvatakaendera kuAmerica. Ndambouya kuno asi ndaingonzwawo nevakavakamboya kuno kuti kune zvinhu zvese. Saka indaitaurira vanhu vangu kuti musatarise zvinhu zvese zviri ikoko, tarisai chinangwa chenyu chamakaindira kuAmerica, ende musakanganwe kuti kuno kune vamwe vanomuna venyu neni mai venyu. Saka mukakanganwa kureva kuti tinenge tatopererwa, hapana umwe anokwanisa kutibatsira. Ndokurudzira
vakawo apo tiri kunzwa isu amai uragu vari kutaura ivo nurodo yenyaya yekuyedzesa chikoro kwavakaita vana vavo, asi nekuti nguva yedu ndiyo yadyanana, regai ndichitora mumwe wangu tiwanikwe tichiwanikwa tichipeta nhaurwa yedu. Sir, over to you because the time is not on our side, so you might want to come in and just weigh in for a few minutes.
Yabo ke besizwa lapha omunye umhlonitshwa wethu esichasisela ke ukuthi wile ababhekana lakho njengabesifazana njalo ngaphambilini kwakhe lapho ukuthi axoxe besizwa-ke omunye umhlonitshwa yethu esilaye unkosikazi Francis Kamanti yayena-ke obesitshela nangebhuku lakhe ungumlobi phela alibhalayo nokuthi kuze kuyini okwenzakala ngalo-ke njengoba-ke isikhathi singasavumi ukuthi siqhubeke-ke sisonkeni-ke sazi ukuthi sizenelisa yini ukuthi simbuze njalo ngebhuku lakhe. Ngisazama ukubona ukuthi singaba lapha nomzuzu emnganani mavela.
Unfortunately, we actually dropped off. So for now, I think it's just you and me, and we have a minute in between us. So maybe let's just take an opportunity to thank our guests who were able to be here with us and to weigh in with us on this our first program this 2022. Just maybe tell us a little bit about Mai Debra Mukasa, because I thought she broke down exactly what was going on. And also our guest here, Francesca Mandea, also said that touched her, because she says, you know, women are the backbone of the economy.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu njalo omunye umhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha unkosikazi Debra Mukasa, yena obesixoxela-ke obesichasisela ngenhlelo abazenzayo-ke njengababona njengabathengisa-ke ezitaladeni. We saw marvelous that she's talking about their objectives. They actually divided them into seven, they call them thematic issues. Where they talk about informalizing everything from their licensure, so that they also get benefits, terminal benefits, such that the informal economy is also regarded as a profession, you know, not just for where you be chased by the council, the municipal police or something like that. So that's the issue at stake then, and she's also emphasizing that, you know, the vendors they are the ones who are putting the food on the table at home. That's the money that goes from most of the kids, food fees, to the food, to the economy, everything. Despite the problems they have with money, you know, it's difficult, they say, to sell because someone feels right, the shortage of actual currency, they can't get the money, and so forth. But still, they are soldiering on. That's the way we have the
I'm marvelous, Nsanganya, who in Washington saying that they have a very good night.
Lami, you know what's in Washington.